The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to Adventures in Recovery. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and a lot of things going on here on Vashon, as always. And I'm just so grateful that you tune in and you listen every week. And, you know, if you don't have a chance to listen to this live, just go on to the voiceofvashon.org website or add it to your attachments on your phone, on your smartphone. And you can go in anytime and go under the archived shows and find Adventures in Recovery, and you'll see all of our past shows. So you can click on any one of those and catch up on any topic or, you know, past shows that you want. It's all there for you. So Tom Walston, your host here every Tuesday, as I always love being with you folks. And today's theme is, well, sometimes we have a theme, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have a guest, sometimes we don't. I think today's theme, with the status of events that are going on in this world, particularly in this country, I think it'd be a good day to kind of focus on how we deal with our stress. Yeah. So it's going to be all about stress reduction and different ways that you can manage your stress. A lot of us get into emotional deregulation, but have we ever really learned how to regulate our stress and our tension? So let's maybe, I don't know, why don't we go ahead and visit that today? What do you think?
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train. Ooh, ooh.
Come on, the peace train. Yes, peace train, holy roller.
Let everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on. Come bring your good friends too, 'cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not so far from you, and it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder. About the world as it is, why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country,
come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. This peace train, holy rolling.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Come on, peace train, hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Everybody would hop aboard this peace train, because we could sure use a lot more people to board that train nowadays. Wouldn't you agree? Hey, you know, my hometown is Minneapolis, Minnesota. And if you don't know what's going on there, well, then you've been maybe smart enough not to have turned on the news lately, but it is crazy. Yeah. That's one of the reasons that I chose to theme today's show as a way of having self-care. If we listen to the news, if we watch the news, if we're on social media, you know, we're certainly getting our fill of some of the craziness that's going on. I'm actually going to be going to Minneapolis in 2 weeks. I'm hoping and praying things tone down a lot between now and then, and that maybe people have hopped aboard the peace train. But I have a sister that still lives in Minneapolis. In fact, she lives right, actually pretty much on the same property that butts the hotel and the organizing area where all of the ice people formulate every day and every night. So that's really can be stressful when that's right on top of you, and then you turn on the TV and it's right there as well. But I thought today it would be a good time for me to play for you 5 things to help reduce your stress. Now, I'll be seeing my sister Julie in a couple of weeks, and actually, happy birthday to Julie in 2 days. I think she's probably tuned in to our show today in Minneapolis. But she sent me a doctor's view and the doctor's suggestions of what a person can do to help reduce.
Hey, everyone. My name is Dr. Anna, and I'm a PhD psychologist based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I wanted to create a reel to share 5 things you can do to emotionally cope in the crisis that we're in. Obviously, there's a lot of different things that we can be doing. My expertise is in how do we emotionally and psychologically and behaviorally get through crisis. And I've been working with people for 20 plus years, oftentimes who are in some kind of crisis situation. This is obviously like unprecedented, and many of us have no idea how to cope, but I just want to share with you 5 things that I would recommend right now, and I think that could help. Number one is that in crisis, you zoom in. So that means like just the next 15 minutes, just the next 30 minutes, just the next hour. Drink a glass of water, go for a walk, be present with your kids while you feed them. Take a shower before bed and then go to bed without looking at your phone. Like you just zoom in and make things small and focus on that, especially when things are really heightened. Number 2, do your best to try to regulate your nervous system. And one of my favorite tools for that is called the basic maneuver. Physical therapists created it. It's a vagal nerve reset. And what you do is you clasp your hands behind your head. So both sides, I can't do it because I'm holding my phone, but you clasp your hands, put your thumb down your neck. You lay down on the ground. You do not move your chin. Chin is up. And just the eyes go over to the right for 30 to 60 seconds until you feel a release. And then other direction to the left, 30 to 60 seconds until you feel a release. Ideally, you will feel kind of a letdown in your body, like something is letting go. That kind of gripping, bracing feeling should soften and release. When it is a very tough day on the nervous system, a very hard time, a very kind of like intense peak of crisis and chaos and fear like we're in now, I will recommend that my clients do this multiple times a day. I personally will do it multiple times a day. Other strategies for nervous system regulation are using temperature. So going outside and breathing in the cold air, giving yourself an ice bath in the face. So literally putting water and ice in a bowl and putting ice and water in a bowl and dunking your face. That activates the dive reflex. So if you think about jumping in cold water, it's like, whew, it's like a total reset. That's what that does. Cold shower, cold plunge, that could also work as well. Also like a dark shower using essential oils or a bath, like just using temperature to kind of help your nervous system out. Other things to think about with your nervous system, and it ties into my next recommendation, is to be mindful of exposure. So there is this kind of tough like pull of really wanting to know what's happening, but being completely flooded and overwhelmed and triggered by what's happening. And we all have to kind of find our own sweet spot with that. But there becomes a point where you know enough to know what's happening and you need to give yourself a break. So that is the other thing I would say from a nervous system perspective, is being mindful of if you're flooded, maybe you reduce the kind of stimulus or the exposure to things that are triggering, such as Instagram, Facebook, the news, etc. Third thing, everyone copes differently. So there can sometimes be this feeling of I should be doing X, or feeling bad that you're not doing XYZ in a situation like this. We are all different. So some people are very extroverted. They take their fear and their anger and they externalize it and they do stuff and they get out there. That is not everyone's personality. Other people may be more introverted or more internal. And so what feels doable to them is maybe a donation or doing something kind for a neighbor. We all have our own way of coping, and that is okay. Fourth thing I recommend in a situation like this is kind of faith, honestly. And I don't necessarily mean that in like a religious or like dogmatic sense of the word, but something that I've been thinking about a lot and relying on is this idea of like kind of balance in ecosystems and how things are always essentially trying to balance out. So we're in this big swing in a negative direction. I do believe, I don't know when, but in time that will counterbalance with more compassion, more regard for others, a heightened like focus and priority on morality and empathy and all of these aspects that honestly we've kind of been slacking on in our culture that have been deteriorating. So there is this like horrible swing. How do you even describe it, right? Like this horrible swing, but I do think that it's going to come back the other direction at some point and we're going to be better for it. So that is a fourth thing that I'm hanging on to, is just that belief. The last thing, the fifth thing that I want to recommend to you that I think is crucial, is to not be hard on yourself in a time like this. I think one of the reasons why our country is struggling as much as it is that there is so much unhealed trauma, so much kind of self-hate that then gets translated to being racist, misogynistic, violent, cruel. I've never met somebody who really truly loves themselves that acts in a really cruel, inhumane manner. And so one thing that you can do is you can be loving towards yourself in this situation. So not beating yourself up if you're not focusing, or being mean to yourself if you're sad or angry or upset or irritable or whatever that is. One very small concrete thing is just to be kind to yourself and really committed to that. And the kinder you are to yourself, I do think that that energy translates into and has a ripple effect into all of your interactions. So that is another, you know, really kind of concrete thing that we can do. So these are my top kind of five tips of what I would share with you if you were my client in Minnesota right now, or just in our country more generally, to five things you can focus on to try to care for your own nervous system, your own well-being in an impossible and scary situation like this.
Anna, those have been great tips. I really appreciate that. And like she said, she's talking from Minneapolis, Minnesota, where the stress levels are, I mean, they're high enough here, but I can't even imagine what it must be like living there right now and trying to practice empathy and, you know, some of the other values that go along with that. Like I said, I'll be there in 2 short weeks and I'll be able to report back firsthand on what the vibe is there, although I think you already have a pretty good idea. So, hey, why don't we get back to the here and now and talk about maybe a little bit about one of the ways you can make things a little bit better are just being in gratitude for the things that we do have right in front of us. So once again, I just want to thank you all for tuning in today. I really appreciate you. Another thing too is we were talking about some of the guests that we have coming up on future shows, and some are going to be surprises and some are going to be, well, you're just going to have to wait and find out. How's that for a teaser?
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the sun in the sky. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the clouds so high. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the whispering wind. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for everything. And you know, we were talking about reaching out, and a lot of times I will close this show with, what have you done for someone else today? What have you done? And if you're looking for something to do, a real simple way to accomplish that, and you can set that as a goal for your day, is just reach out and call somebody. Yeah, but what would I say? Well, keep it really simple. You can call, and when your friend answers, or if you get the voicemail, because a lot of people don't answer their phones nowadays, let it go to voicemail if you need to, and the message you can leave is, hey, this is Tom, or this is fill in the space. I was just thinking about you today, and part of my own way of dealing with stress is reaching out to my friends and checking in with them, just to basically see how you're doing. So you don't have to call me back, but I just want you to know that somebody's thinking about you and wanting to check in with you today.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Lots of things going on, and you know what? You can always get help for mental health issues by just calling us at Vashon Youth and Family Services, or you can also simply go onto the website and find out exactly what services we could offer you.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. What you want, the opportunity's on, and if you find a new way, you can do it today, you can make it all true, and you can make it undo, you see, ah, it's easy, ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to say yes, say yes. And if you want to say no, say no. 'Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. And if you want to be you. 'Cause there's a million things to do, you know that there are. You can do what you want, the opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, ah, it's easy. Ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, 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 you know that there are.
I so appreciate all of you tuning in today. Your host, Tom Walston, bidding you a peaceful week, and I'll look forward to being with you again next Tuesday at 1:30 every Tuesday on KVSH LP. Vashon, your listener-supported Island Connection.
1, 2, 3, 4.